1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, we call a guy who just went out for his bachelor party the other night. And they rented a party bus for the evening, and according to his best man, things got pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, as they should.
That's the point.
Yeah. The question is, does the groom-to-be know exactly how crazy it got?
Oh, no.
Well, he's about to find out when I call and let him know that something happened that night.
Oh, no.
Something he definitely doesn't remember.
Oh, no.
The authorities have been notified. You'll hear how he reacts in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Evan?
Yep, it's Evan. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Randall. I'm the supervisor of Party Bus and Rental. How's it going?
Oh, hey. I'm a little hungover, so I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, that's understandable, man. I spoke with our driver, and he said it was a pretty wild bachelor party. But I'm just calling now to see if you enjoyed your ride with us last night.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really remember all of it, but the parts that I do remember, it was a blast.
That's awesome. That's exactly what we're here to do for you. But the reason I'm calling is we did have a situation happen after we dropped you guys off.
What kind of situation?
Well, you know, one of the responsibilities of the driver is to clean the bus after every ride. And our driver found something near the last row underneath the seat. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
But, I mean, if he wants to keep whatever it is, I don't think any of our guys left anything behind.
Well, I mean, no, we're definitely not going to be keeping it
because it
was a bloody knife.
It was a bloody knife?
Mm-hmm.
That definitely wasn't ours.
It was definitely someone from your group. We inspect the bus after every single trip.
There's just no way.
I mean, you already mentioned that you don't remember a whole lot because you drank so much. So, yeah, I don't know.
It was a bachelor party. Yeah, no, I don't remember the whole night, but I would have remembered bloody knife.
Just relax. Here, look, I'm just letting you know what happened. And the driver already did go ahead and call the police.
What? Why?
Yeah,
this is just a misunderstanding. There's not...
That may be, but protocol states that he has to give them a statement and let them know what he found.
Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid not. And keeping a protocol, he did have to give them your information.
Oh,
so they're probably going to be contacting you sometime soon. I'm surprised they haven't already.
Oh, you're surprised that they haven't already? Okay.
Listen, man, I want to let you know, I'm not the bad guy here. Okay?
Yeah, no, you're just a real pain in my ass right now.
Evan, listen to me. The reason I'm calling is so that you have a heads up, okay? And you can skip town.
This is crazy. No.
Why are you laughing
right now? There's nothing to skip town about.
I'm just telling you, man, if I were you, I would skip town. It just doesn't look good.
Would you stop talking in the low, creepy voice, man? I didn't do anything. The thing that I did that was not cool last night was saw a stripper. That was the extent of my, like,
Are you telling me that you stabbed a stripper?
No! That is literally not at all what I'm saying.
I thought I heard you say that. I apologize.
No. You think that I said that I stabbed a stripper?
I don't know. I'm just trying to put the pieces together here, man.
Okay, well, and you're not really helping with the pieces and the together. It's like the opposite of that.
Okay,
it's like the together, there is no together, and the pieces are f***ing everywhere, okay?
Listen, I get it. Shit happens on party buses.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Okay, we don't need to talk about it. Just let's forget whatever happened that night. This is going to be our little secret. You, me, and the stripper.
Dude.
Okay?
I thought you were, like, a good company. Now I have no idea what the f*** happens every time someone rents a f***ing party bus. Nothing happened, okay? Like, I don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Nothing happened. You didn't do anything, okay? We never even talked today, all right? Wink.
Oh, my God.
You know, you can't see me right now, but I'm winking.
Well, you know what? My eyes aren't blinking.
Are you not blinking because of the cocaine?
The what?
The coke. My driver said he found some coke, too.
You know what? You're crazy, okay? Give me your name again so that I can tell my lawyers.
Earlier, I know I said my name was Randall, But truth is, a lot of my friends call me Young Jeffrey.
What the f- does that mean?
It means I'm on the radio.
What do you mean you're on the radio? What does that mean?
It means that this is a prank. I work on the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Mother Holy.
Yeah, dude, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm so sorry. It was all your buddy Kyler. He said that you were super wasted the other night at your bachelor party, so he wanted us to screw with you. I'm so sorry to do this to you, man.
I'm just so vulnerable right now, okay? I just woke up. My head is not even on top of my body right now, okay?
Dude,
I don't even know where my head is.
That's why you and me, we should take all the coke and get out of town before the cops find you. Let's keep this party going, bro. You're getting married.
Yeah, just don't forget the bloody knife.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.